The Green Party, which backed Ralph Nader for president in 2000, is now pushing a new candidate, David Cobb. Mr. Cobb and the Green Party have won a spot on 28 state ballots. He should find fertile ground in Oregon, where Mr. Nader won 77,000 votes 4 years ago and almost cost Al Gore the state. But Mr. Cobb is not spending much time in Oregon or other closely divided swing states, for that matter. Colin Fogarty from NPR, from Oregon Public Broadcasting, explains why.
David Cobb stands in the living room of a northeast Portland home, speaking to about 20 people. With a dark business suit and gray hair at his temples, he's got the bland good looks of any candidate. But when Cobb talks about the Green Party's agenda for what he calls systemic change on the environment, social services, and civil rights, he doesn't sound like most politicians.
We're growing because we're telling the truth. We're telling the truth about a looming ecological crisis. We're telling the truth about a racist and sexist, class-oppressive, homophobic world order that's being created with the plunder of the earth. My name is David Cobb, and I'm proud to be the Green Party's candidate for President of the United States.
Cobb gets a warm reception among these die-hard progressives, but votes? Well, that's another story. Al Gore won Oregon by less than one-half of 1% 4 years ago. And with a close race likely again this year, retired attorney Mendel Rivers has no intention of voting for David Cobb.
I think most people in here, despite their reservations with John Kerry, are going to vote for John Kerry. We'd all rather vote for David Cobb. We just can't afford to vote for David Cobb.
But Cobb's speech did win over others here, like accountant Kathy Geiger, who was planning to vote for John Kerry, but now isn't so sure.
I'm really leaning towards voting for Cobb because in the end what matters is that I want change to happen, and by voting for Kerry it's not going to happen. Kerry's not going to get us out of the war, and that's important to me.
Geiger is exactly the kind of voter that prompted the Democratic Party to mount a ferocious campaign across the nation to keep Ralph Nader off state ballots. The effort paid off in Oregon, where elections officials said his supporters didn't collect enough signatures. John Kerry's Oregon campaign manager, Paige Richardson, hasn't paid as close attention to the lesser-known David Cobb, but she says Democrats aren't taking their liberal wing for granted.
Oregonians always have a place to go if they're upset. And if you don't earn their support, there's always the opportunity for a protest vote. The third-party candidates will succeed only if we fail.
But David Cobb is clearly trying to avoid the spoiler role. He's campaigning mostly in states that are firmly in the red or blue column, where his presence on the ballot may not sway the outcome. But in Oregon, as in other closely divided states, he almost gives his supporters permission to vote for Kerry.
I say with honesty, I'm asking you to vote for me. I'm also acknowledging that there are some progressives who are genuinely terrified of the idea of 4 more years of Bush. As bad as Kerry is, Bush is worse.
But Cobb hints a Kerry victory wouldn't be the worst thing for his movement.
John Kerry in the White House would be strategically better for Green Party growth because so many progressives would have to acknowledge the fact that with a Democrat in the White House, they continue to have a corporate agenda shoved down their throats.
In fact, one measure of success for Cobb is for Kerry to adopt parts of the Green Party's social and environmental agenda. Oregon State University political science chair Bill Lunch says as both major parties move to mobilize their bases, third parties like the Greens become less attractive.
It certainly used to be the case. Both the Democrats and the Republicans worked very hard to hew to the center of the political spectrum and left ideological hyperventilation to a relatively small fraction of the population.
Still, David Cobb is hoping even a small fraction of votes in the nearly 30 states where his name will appear can boost the Green Party's influence. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.